Okay, today we're going to learn Simenai and Gimel. We're jumping to Tzlias HaKaved, Simenai and Gimel. First of all, I know David Shurin is very makbid that I make it clear that these copies were not made by his office. They're inferior copies, and Shurin Associates would never allow it to come out. However, because I didn't plan in advance, they had to be made here. I hope they're legible. Some of the copies are more legible than others. So if you have one that's particularly bad, there's still a few good copies, better copies here. The halachas of Tzlias HaKaved are more complicated in their makar than Simen Samach Tes. I don't know if you realize, but the halachas of Malicha of regular basar is a sugya that's unusually less contentious. There were fewer major machlokes in the halachas of Malicha, certainly than there are in Basar Mechalav Taruvis. The machlokesim tended to be about why we do certain things, but not if we do. And the regular Seder Malicha is a pretty clear issue. Maybe the question of Nimlach Mitzarechot is good b'dievet or not is a major machlokes in the Rishayim. But basically, Malicha is an unusually less contentious simen in Shulchan Aruch. Malichas HaKaved, on the other hand, is a sugya in which everyone knows halacha lemaisa, we roast kaved, we do tzli, we don't rely on salting. Yet in the makar, in the Rishayim, on the Gemara, the issue of liver is one in which we find extreme shittus in both directions. And for that reason, I'd like to be magdim what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch with a review of the brief sugyas in the Gemara that discuss this. The Taz and Aleph brings one of the sugyas. We'll see it shortly. But there are two major Gemaras on the topic. One is a Gemara in Daf Kuf Tes, a Memra of Yalsa, a Memra of the wife of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's wife made the following statement that Kol Ma She'Asra Torah Hetira Torah Kenegda. She made the observation that whatever the Torah asserted, the Torah was matir something that's similar to it. Dam Nida is Asr and Dam Yoledes is Mutter. Or Chazir is Asr, and she refers to some type of a fish which has the tam of Chazir, which is Mutter. Excuse me? Shabita. Shibuta. Which is Mutter. And she also refers to Dam Behema being Asr, and Kenegdai, the Kaveh, the liver, is Mutter. Which is, the Gemara is saying, at least according to the understanding of the Rishayim, that is an expression that the kaved is kulay dam, meaning that the liver is considered to be something that's totally saturated with blood. And afal pi kein hitira tayra, the Torah doesn't aser the kaved. Now, that's a very strong statement. The Gemara is saying that despite the fact that the kaved is kulay dam, it's more so dam than any basar, nevertheless, the kaved is mutter. Now, what is the reason for that? How do you know, if you say it's kulay dam, how do you know the kaved is mutter? So, that the Gemara doesn't say, and as far as I know, the Rishonim don't explain either. In the Paiskim, we find two explanations. The explanation of the Lavush, which is that the Torah says in the prohibition on dam, al ha'aretz tishpechenu kamayim, that the obligation is to not to drink dam. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says rather, al ha'aretz tishpechenu kamayim, spill it onto the ground as you would a liquid. So the Levush says that from here we see that the only dam that's aser is dam hanishpach kamayim, dam in a liquid form. If you have dam in a solid form, dam karush, you have blood which is saturated into the kaveh, and kaveh kulei dam, but it's not nishpach, it's not a liquid. So that type of dam, the Torah did not. And that does not mean that if you're going to take blood from an animal and dry it and then eat it, that it's not aser. Once it has a shem iser, it doesn't become, you can't turn it into heter. Nevertheless, the kaved, which in its original form is dam karush, is a solid. So the Lefush says that's the source that kaved is mutter.
And dam boser, why is dam boser different?
The boser is not kulei dam. The boser, the gufa boser, we don't say is dam. We just say that there's dam, blood flowing in it. Yes, and in the kaved, how to explain it scientifically, I'm not sure. We're saying that the gufa kaved is kulei dam.
It's
a different
type of dam. It's solid dam.
It's a karish, it's solid.
Yeah, it's blood flowing the fluid.
Okay, so I'll mention that in a second. There, that's right. Now, it's clear, as we'll see in a minute, that there are some Rishayim that don't hold of this explanation. And as I'll mention in a second, as I'll mention in Afkamina, but the Aruch HaShulchan brings a second possible explanation, that the psukim by the Karbonos say that if you shech the carbon, you burn the emurim, and the rest of the basar is nechal akayim. And since it says in the Torah that the rest of the basar is nechal akayim without exception, we understand that to mean that the kaved also is allowed to be eaten. And that's how we know. Now, how you prepare the kaved, we'll have to discuss. But the kaved is kulei dam, but you're allowed to eat it, because we find that in the basar kachim that the kaved is eaten. And therefore, the assumption is that kaved is mutter. Now, what? How Yalsa knew it, I don't know. But Yalsa is passing on to us this memra, this idea that the that dam osra taira and the kaved is mutter. And the explanation there is that the kaved is kulei dam. That's the explanation we find in the Gemara. And that's where we get the Messiah from. They got it from Messiah from before the Torah, the Shas was written, before they started writing the Shas. Now, yeah?
You just would have eaten the entire Korban Pesach, right? Right.
Right. Why don't we learn from Korban Pesach? Why do we need the Pesukim elsewhere? You're right. I guess we can learn from the Korban Pesach as well. Okay. What? The chaylev is typically burnt. I mean, in Mitzrayim, there was nothing that was burnt. The chaylev is mentioned specifically, at least by the karbanis. I don't know about the karban pesach, but by the karbanis, the chaylev is mentioned specifically that it's burnt agam mizbeach. The other parts of the animal are nechal akayinim, and that's the difference. The blood, the liquid blood, is caught. All the chaylev is nechal agam mizbeach. That's when I tell you all the chel that's also is nikra mizbeach. What? I don't recall. I don't know. Mitzrayim certainly didn't. But but doesn't have the chelav. Oh, the chelav will run out. You mean?
Or the dam also?
Every carbon the kohen would eat.
Okay.
The dam from the dam from the liver also.
But every carbon the kohen ate sleep.
Okay. The issue that's an afkamina between them is the machlokes rishayim if liquid blood in the kaved. Every piece of meat has what we call dam shabbos and painos, blood in its tubes, in its in the veins or the arteries, wherever the blood is running, there's liquid. There's blood which is liquid in the kaveh, just as there is in any part of the body. Now, according to the Talmud of Lavush, that should be awesome. According to the Talmud of Aruch HaShulchan, that should be mutter, or that could be mutter at least. Now, we do find that there are Rishayim that are matir, the blood of the kaved, even when it's in liquid form. And that's why the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, the reason Aruch HaShulchan is important because the Levush's reason alone would not suffice for all of the Rishayim. And the Privagadim on Shach Beis brings this Machlaikis. He doesn't bring the Aruch HaShulchan, obviously, but he does bring this Machlaikis, and we'll see in Afkamina shortly when we learn Shach Beis, whether the idea is that it's Mutal Lagamri, or whether the idea is that it's a... that only the part that's Karush is Mutter. So Kapanim, that's one Gemara, which tells us the idea of Kaveh Kuleidah. The second Gemara, which you have here in the Taz on the top of the page, is a Gemara on Daf Kuf Yod Aleph, where Abaye asks a Shaila. Amalei Abaye L'Rav Safra, Abaye Minayu, Kavda Ma'atun Bey. He asked him, what do you do with the liver? What do you do with the liver? He said, "Boy, minayu kavda matam bay." Ask from them. What do you do with the liver? Amar Reb Zreika, anos shalki leil Reb Ami v'achol. I don't know what's your problem. I cooked it for Reb Ami. He ate it. He ate it for supper. Must be its mutter. Amar Abaya lemeisa nafshal loikem ibayeli. That the kavod itself isn't aser. I have no question. You cooked it for him by itself. Ki kam ibayeli lemeisa chaverta. My question is, if it asks the other meat that's cooked with it, now listen to the extremes in explaining this simple enough Gemara. It sounds simple enough. Abaye said, what's the din of the kaved? He said, to cook it by itself. I know you're allowed to cook it by itself. But the question is, are you allowed to cook it together with other meat? Now, the explanations of the Gemara vary quite wildly as follows. Rashi Shita is that the Gemara is talking about a kaved after it was salted. Kaved is like a regular piece of meat, according to Rashi. You salt it like you would salt any piece of meat, the same way. And Abaye is saying, I know for sure, if you salt the kaved and cook it by itself, then it's okay. Kaved is like any meat. You salt it, you cook it, and you eat it. No problem. My Ibaya is, what is the din if you cook it together with other meat? So what's the problem? The problem is the salting has to take out all of the blood that's in it. And Rashi is going with the Shita that the liquid blood, at least that's in the kaved, is aser. So salting is going to take out the blood that you can eat the meat. Frekt Abaya, the following shot. We know that the kaved has a ribui dam, has a lot of dam in it. Is the pshat that when you salt it, you can assume all the blood went out. Whatever remains is the hitira tyrus, what the tyra was matir. And then it's a regular piece of meat, you could cook it with other meats. Or, do we say no? When you salt it, you get out a lot of dam. But it's still kulay dam. It's still, the kaved itself still is malay dam. So when you cook it by itself, Aidi Ditori, Lemifladam, since it's busy giving out blood, it's not going to be Balea its own blood. But maybe it will aser other pieces. This was Abaye Shaila.
What about the pot itself?
What about
the pot itself?
The pot. Yeah, so according to this, we're going to see, they understand in Rashi, the pot is the same Shaila. The pot will also be aser. The question is,
if you didn't take it out, if you left it in,
it should become us from the pot.
It should come us from the liquid.
Okay, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. This is my show. But according to Rashi, listen to the Gemara. Gemara is saying there's no question by itself the kaved is like a regular piece of meat unto itself. The issue is only if it could aser others afterwards because it has such a ribui dam, maybe the malicha doesn't do the trick. According to Rashi, the only reason we would have to be tzayla the kaved is to cook it with other meat. But salting by itself would be adequate. That's Rashi.
This idea of the tar liquid blood, is talking about the liquid blood that's still left at the liquid second, or talking about dumb kavish that became liquid?
It's the language of Rashi. As you know, Rashi is brief. Rashi says, Mipnesha Peletes Dam. It's brought here in the Taz. Pirish Rashi, look at the fourth line. Pirish Rashi, Baizu, the fourth line of the Taz. Upirish Rashi boyzu koya fila acha malicha. Yishari levashla im shar basa. Mibneisha peletas dam. Afa bisha kula dam. Mekomoke lacha shapirish isra. even though the covered itself is kulay dam, you're allowed to eat it. But once it goes out, maybe it could aser. Oiloi, or maybe it's kulay dam and it's mutter and it doesn't aser. Avlihi ain't in neseres and they should pelet his dam. Vitruda, now someone had written in the Gemara that it, in the here they should say vitruda may live loy adam. Okay, shepaletam vitruda may live loy adam. It's too busy then to be by loy. And therefore, it's okay. The Rashi adds, sort of parenthetically, avoshamnunis vitzia mekabels mashin spashalima. But if there would be other isurim in it, then it would be mekabel from what was cooked with it. So Rashi shita is. It seems that it's not clear what the tutstadim of Rashi is. It seems the tutstadim of Rashi are that the kaved is still going to be pilot down. The shaila is, do we say hitira tira? And whatever is in it doesn't have a din dam. And whatever it gives out can't answer. Or do we say no? Once it becomes liquid and it flows out, it does answer. So that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Regular kaved is no different than regular meat, except to cook it with other things. The Rashi's lashon is afilu achar melicha. So, melicha certainly helps by kaved, yes. Rashi certainly helps. You don't need dafka tzli, right. Now, oh, well, the Meshulchan is going to talk about whether you have to wash it off from the blood that's on the surface. The Chayyim should be taught the same shayla according to Rashi if you salted it.
Now,
right. Good evening. Now, what? Yeah, the truth is Rashi's lashon is not clear. Rashi says afilu acham licha ishari levashla. Could be Rashi also didn't even have to salt it. The Rabbeinu Tam Taisa's shita is that the Gemara is talking about unsalted kaved. The Gemara is talking about a kaved doesn't have to be salted. You don't have to roast it, you don't have to salt it. The kaved by itself you can eat. And the only shaila in the Gemara is, can you cook it with other meat? Will it ask for other meat? But listen to Taisa's shita. Taisa's argues with Rashi that more kuladik. Rashi says, kaved, you don't have to salt kaved. Kaved is kulei dam, v'afa became hitira tira. The tira is matir. And that's why I said before that the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that even the dam that's in it is mutter. Even the liquid dam that's in it apparently is mutter. On the outside, I'm not sure. I mean, what, if you have to rinse it out, rinse it off on the outside. Perhaps, I don't know. But it's interesting that they would take a piece of liver from the chicken. It doesn't have dam on the outside. It's a very interesting thing. It's less bloody than the other Avarim. It's a very clean piece. It has, looks like a saran wrap around it. It doesn't get much blood. Okay. It's interesting to look at. You look at the kaved of a chicken. It looks like it's wrapped in saran wrap. It's a very very clean. It's not. Is it red or brown? It's more. We can't tell these colors so well, but it's more brownish, right?
Where's the meat that we have for living on
Shabbos? What?
Where's the meat that we have for living on Shabbos?
We don't have living on Shabbos. You have a meat to have liver? My parents' house doesn't have liver. Eggs, I know. Liver. You have a meat to eat liver on Shabbos, anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe because it tastes good. They want to eat the whole good
thing.
The real
meat
is onions. You just need something to go with onions.
The real meat is onions. You need something to go with
onions. One of the things that wasn't.
That's a friction in my house, be careful, because nobody likes onions in my house. So we only eat eggs. So for a long time, my wife put some onions in the middle of the table in a plate, but she got tired of doing it already, so, okay. We eat the eggs as a zeche to those who eat the onions. It's really not clear from Rashi that you have to do Malicha. See, Rashi's not a halacha sefer. Rashi's lashon, as you can see here, is afilu nimlacha, even if it's salted, does it ask other things? Rashi, the fifth line. Afilu acha malicha, is it mutter cooking with other things? Rashi doesn't say you have to do Malicha.
So you have the same shayla even after salting.
Could be Rashi gives with Taisus. Right, you have the same shayla even after salting. Tzakapadim, if you learn the Gemara on the page with Rashi and Tosfos, and then someone, you see the minig that the felt is noyig with kaved, you wonder what's going on here. The Gemara says that it's a kaved you can cook by itself. It's a shy you can cook with other foods. But by itself, you don't have to do anything to kaved. We'll get to the pot. It'll be the same problem as the other things. The third shita, though, is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. And as you know, when the Rif and the Rambam agree on something, the Mechaber always paskins that way, and the Ramah is hard-pressed to disagree, to be more makel, because even when he brings Chayokim, he usually says that the minig is to be chayshish for the Rif and the Rambam together. The Rif and the Rambam say that Kaved needs either Tzli or Chalita, which we're going to have in Sif Beis, which we'll learn about separately. But that the Kaved does need to be roasted. And if you salt it and then cook it, that it's Aser. The Melicha doesn't take out everything. And you'll have regular Dam Shapirish Mamakam Lamakam within it. And therefore, the Rif and Rambam hold that, which is the source for our minig, is to do Tzli.
So
they learned the Gemara is talking. How are they going to learn the Gemara with Abaya? Let's see. Let's try to finish the Taz and see. I don't think he mentions the Rif, but let's see. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, halfway through the Taz. The lacha melicha pshita den sheves katzliya. If the salting, it's pashit, then it's called tzli. Umiteres lavashla in basa. Rak haboya begemara koya koyda melicha umiteres lavashla in basa. Gemara shaylas before melicha kim the kuladam v'teira hitiro. Pasku kerabeinu tam. This upasku kerabeinu tam. It's not sure clear what it means. The mefarshim here say that goes. I think the Prima Gadol says it goes on the tour. Upasku kerabeinu tam. The tour passes on kerabeinu tam. So the mechaber doesn't. Upasku kerabeinu tam. Da acha melicha mutal levashla afilu in basar. Rak sheinoygin came lechatchila elabidi evet shari. Because agar shari dura. Now this, which you're going to say that b'di'eved, we can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, the Shaidur b'shem Ari rise kibalti shat b'di'eved asa. Then even b'di'eved, we don't rely on Rabbeinu Tam. V'davka i'ishtali u'pasak Rabbeinu Tam loy madrina novda. Interesting psak. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. If someone made a mistake and he passed like Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't have to go run after the person. If it's a real b'di'eved, you can be mekel. Ad kam v'aviyah divarav ramah b'teres chartas. The klach of dalim, mashal perakalavasim in the dalim, avu bishloi beloy malicha in basar. Let's finish. Avu bishloi beloy malicha in basar. If you cook it without salting, together with other meat, also lekuli alma. Rashi and Tosfos agree it answers habasa behakadero. Many of you asked about the pot. Achiy samach neged akavet. Chasam b'tor. Miu b'di'evet shari. V'kasha. What? Bishlei Malay Malicha, the piece itself, is kosher. But it answers other things, because that's Abaye Zibay in the Gemara, which is Zibay the Leyevshita. So the piece itself is mutter. The other things that were in the pot with it are going to become Aser. We assume that it's Torah Lemiflat, it itself is not Belay. The Isser goes on the other meat on the pot, but not on the covet itself. It's irrelevant. What's the difference? They're not now sitting in that malicha. Now they're being cooked. Well, they have to be, because if they weren't salted and they're cooking them, they'd be usher anyway. The kaved, right, is okay. And the other? Oh, there's regular kosher meat that's in the pot. No, then it's usher. We don't say, by regular meat, in a klisha in a medokiv, we don't say, I did the Torah Mifla Ebala. So that's why it's not Torah Lemiflat. It's not so Torah Lemiflat, it's able to be Belay. Very good. The Shach is the Kashrut. Shach and Tess. The Shach and Tess, well, you don't have it in your copy, but he brings in on there. Sorry, I'll explain. No, it's not. Good. To finish the wide lines of the Taz. Kasa b'tur, miu b'di'evit, shari v'kasha, kasa v'achkata b'di'evit, shari b'kadera l'vaday, afil b'lainim l'cha kamash kasa b'si yaisif. He's not matter other things. V'nirali, the kamba plukter b'enotam, s'virele b'emis ken la'alacha. Rak shalai nago ken l'vsek b'zeh kamaisa. B'zeh, im irish, r'avecha, pasa kamaisa, b'shalai nasa d'ayin, yuchan l'smecha lo v'lasis ken, ashe ken l'mata. Ein heter, elim ken nasa kavar ha'maisa. Some of his bar didn't bishul b'lai basa. Okay, he does not explain how the Rambam and the Rif are going to explain this Ibaya. I'm not sure how the Rambam and the Rif are going to explain the Sugi and the Gemara, what the case is. The Rambam and the Rif are halachas for him, but I'm not sure how they explain it.
Rabbi, what's the problem between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as far as what's the
Ibaya? Whether it's talking about... The case of Machlaikis is, if you salt the kaved, Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you salt the kaved and then you cook it, it certainly does not aser other things. Because remember, Taisa Shita is, the kaved is more kuladik than other meat. Anything that's good by other meat is certainly good. So Taisa holds, if you would salt it and then cook it, certainly wouldn't aser. Abaya would never have any Ibaya. The Ibaya is only an unsalted meat. But Taisa Shita is that once you salt the meat, it's okay.
If you don't salt it and you cook it alone,
so we're not sure what Rashi holds. Taisus holds that that's okay, right? Okay. That's also
true. What do you mean in the Shari? Do you have to bring something to my reader? But the evidence is also, but if a Rav passed in that way, that's the evidence.
There are two b'di'evids. One is that the Rav is asked to Shaila, the Rav should pass the Lechumra.
After it's done. They come to you with the evidence.
It's a double b'di'evid. The Rav already passed in, so you let them sack up. It's a double. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch.
What's the dispatch of the pot? Cook it by itself.
It's awesome. Unless you have 60, yeah, usually. Well, 60, depends on the tzius against the kaved, the nishishim against the kaved. Okay, I'll just because people mentioned it, I'll mention to you that later in Shach Tess, which is not in your photostats, Shach Tess brings the marshal. He says the marshal zelishaynai kavishin is bashal b'lay malicha. Shach Tess, the last 7 lines of Shach, 10 lines of Shach Tess. It's on the next page, which those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch could look at. He says, the maskana of the Marshal is, Kovichin is Bashal B'lai Melicha Shari B'di'evet, the Peletes V'ena Belas. He says that B'di'evet was Samech HaTaisus, and it's Mutter. Aval, Im Ein B'Tashal Shishim K'neged HaTashal. We're going now like Taisus. The Kovit itself, you cook it, there's no problem. But now the kaved is in a stew with other foods. If there's no shishim, can they get a kaved? So think now what happens? Everything else in the pot becomes aser, right? That's a bayez ibaya, which is we pass on the chumra. So you're cooking the kaved in a stew or in a soup, and the kaved itself doesn't become aser from cooking, but the bleas go out and it asers everything else. So says the marshal, it may be tashal shishim can they get a kaved. Avakavir asura, the kavod will become aser. Afilonim lachad. Kol shalachti b'sifri. The mashal's talking. The kivan shenesar atashul midama kavod. Since the pot of food becomes now iser because of the dama kavod, oz nasis nevela. Everything else in the pot is chaticha nasis nevela. V'nesra hakavod mishamnunis atashul adkan l'shaynei. And now the dam doesn't go back into the kavod. But Rashi said siyon shamnunis does. So the tzir and the shamnunis of what's in the pot is now going to go back into the kaveh, and it's going to answer the kaveh. So why are you looking at me incredulously?
It's
shaskasha. What? Good. That's what Dr. Stein mentioned earlier. V'chasu b'simanim b'sifrei ka'apasa v'teima. V'kaimelam b'chol duchta de'ena nesa yachal eser ela b'makim she'isar asma yachal leilach sham. We always say that the nesar can't travel in a way or in a place that the Isser itself couldn't travel. Now the Nesa could travel, but it doesn't travel as Isser in a place where the Isser Atzmai couldn't go. So therefore, he argues with the Mashal. He says the rule of Eina Nesa Yachal Esser should apply. Because since the Dam itself can't travel back into the Kaveh, so the thing that becomes also from the Dam can't bring the Dam into the Kaveh. Ein anesa yachal esa makim shein esatz yachal leila shem. Well, every time you say chaticha nas nevels and umetzias, when I mentioned years ago in the Navi Shir that if you go on a date and you cut a lemon, you have a lemon cut with a treifa knife in your diet coke, that even if you taste the lemon, it's mutter because the in anesi yachal esar. This is the question that I was attacked with right after the Shir. What do you mean chaticha nas nevela? So everybody asked. It's a good kasha. Chaticha nas nevela means the lemon itself is iser. The answer is that you're right. The lemon is iser. The lemon is iser with a rule that it can only go, its traveling power is only the traveling power of the iser. And if whatever the wherever the iser could aser, the nasar could aser. And not in a place it can't go, it doesn't go because it's absorbed. What? I think so. I don't know anybody who disagrees with that. I mean, anybody who thinks into it, sometimes the gut reaction is differently, but it's exactly Tysus' case. The Shulchan Aruch's case is salt that became Issa with a bli of Isser. And then you put the salt into food. There's no difference between salt and lemon. Right. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch, HaKaved. We're going to skip the first Ramah just for the flow, and then we'll come back to the first Ramah.
Excuse me, what's if you have 60 or not, the government keep on the paletas, even if you don't have 60?
It can keep on paletas for 1,000 years, but can't give more than its own value. So if you have 60, no matter how much it gives, it can't give more than it itself. It can't give more than it is. So no matter how much it'll be pilot, it can't be more than itself, and that's why Shishim is
good. So then, if we were going to cut it by itself, so right now,
Kaveh by itself, so let's see what the Mechaber says. Okay, we have now three Ramachlaikis. HaKaveh, says the Mechaber, Yesh by Ribui Dam. The Kaveh has got a lot of dam. And Lefikach, Lechatchila, Ein Lai Takana Levashay Al Yedei Malicha. Therefore, lechatchila, there's no eitzah to cook it through salting alone. Ella, koyroi shesi ve'eriv. Oh, I didn't say where we got that from. We'll see soon. U'meniyah chaticho lamata. You cut it shesi ve'eriv in two directions, and you put it on over the fire with its cut facing down, so that the blood could flow. V'tzeleyu, and you roast it. Now the parentheses here, which may or may not be the Ramah. In parentheses, was it v'tzeilei shiyehei roi la'achila. Now that's a practical question. How long do you have to roast the liver over the fire? Some of you remember, as I do, my mother roasting the liver over the fire. Okay. So how long do you have to roast it for kashrus purposes, not for customers?
This one wants to speak.
1 minute. The Ramal said you cut into pieces. It's just as good. We'll see in a minute. So you cut a chesi berib, and you roast it she'eroi la'achila. How much is that? Shach beis. Says ayisim and ayivav se beis v'hei ba'agoa. This buyer, the bechatzitz liyasa mikri roi la'achila. Half of its roasting, half of what you would do to roast it to serve that way, is considered roi la'achila. Mashadu adin kan. Because of this event, it's a klachas behedya. So the shach says it means chatzitz liyasa. Now, if you want to eat it roasted, you're going to roast it the whole way, just because you want it to taste good. Plus, you plan to cook it. So it's enough to do chatzitz liyasai. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'achakach yochel levashloi. If you roast it, then you're permitted to cook it. That's l'chatchila, you have to do tzli. Now, let's skip that Ramah momentarily. The Mechaber goes on. B'di'evet mutter im nisbash levadei b'kdeira. B'loi tzliya. B'di'evet, it's okay if it's cooked by itself. Without roasting, avala kedera asura, but the pot is also shapiletes veina belas, because the liver, even according to the mekilim, is pilot and it's not beleya. The yesh misha iser, Shulchan Aruch ends the yesh misha iser, and there are those who aser. What does it say in the side in the beragayla? Shom b'shem harambam perikim mechalas asuris ukedas harif rabbi desava. Oh, very good. You ask me how he learns the Gemara. So the Baragayla tells you The Sabbath kula sugi alibi to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri itmar. Av Rabbanan pligi alai of Asavi to Kavin Neseres. So Machlokes Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and the Rabbanan in Mishnayos Trumas of all places. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds of the concept that Aidi the Torah lemiflat loybala. So the Riff and Rambam say that that Gemara about Abaya and Reb Zerika is all going according to Shita Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who holds as a concept that if it's pilot the dam, it's not going to be by Leia. However, we pass like the Chacham, and therefore that Gemara is Sholei Alibi the Hilchasim. Okay, so that's how the Riff and Rambam. So Riff and Rambam can learn the Gemara like Rashi and Taisus. Just they hold that Gemara is not Lahalacha, and that's why the Mechaber brings the Yesh Mishaiser. So it's interesting that the Mechaber Lechatchila, certainly Paskins like the Riff and the Rambam, but the Eved, he brings the Mekilin Stama, he brings the Riff and the Rambam B'Shem Yesh Mishaiser. Ramah says, "V'chein noyeg in lesser hakoyel." Our minig is that without roasting, we answer it. Afilu nimelcha kaved kaidem bishula, even if the kaved was salted properly before it was cooked. So now we'll go back to that other Ramah, but we have a very clear reading. What we're saying is that we pask in like the Riff and the Rambam that it needs tzli. However, the shita of Rashi and Taisvis is significant enough that the Mechaber relies on a B'di'evet. Which B'di'evet? So the Taz said, if not a regular B'di'evet, a B'di'evet, if Kavar Itchel Chacham, the Chacham was already asked, then he passed it. So this is a very clear Mechleikus. Now we go to the Ramah, who adds some Pratim. The Kavit. It's about Kedera Asura, the Kedera is also. Because shepelatas, because the kaveh does give off dam in a balas, but it's not belaya dam, and that's how it could ask us something. And if you look in the Baragayla, you see the circle with the parentheses. It says akaveh koi. See, it was bothered by the flow. Akaveh koi ufikachumutayas akderasura. Because kaveh is lashon zachar, and the language is. There is Lashon Nekeva, and it says Shepelatas Veina Belas. But if it's going on the Kavod, it says Shepelat Veina Belaya. So the answer has to be what? Was he going to work Chaticha? Okay, very good. Okay, I mentioned last night Ibn Ezra that says Kol Shein by Ruach Chaim Zachreyu VeNekveyu. But this Ruach Chaim was not Nekeva and Zachar Ruach Chaim. It's on dam, which is now liquid, is going to be belayah. So she knows pelatas vein belayah. Okay. Yeah, we'll see. There's no difference ifus and basar. The only question is by ifus, if you really have to cut it because it's so small. We'll see. You'll see in the Ramah. So to Ramah. Now we go back to Ramah, who just adds a few pratim. V'nikva minakva harbei pa'amin b'sakin. If you make holes in it many times with a knife, have a kakriya shesi ve'eriv. That's just as good as cutting it shesi ve'eriv. Now this already is debatable. The Taz in Beis says, if you hold shesi ve'eriv as a chumra, so you can just make holes. But if you hold shesi ve'eriv as ikra adin, he says you can't do different than the lashon, it's a gemara, the gemara of the Ankofir Aleph afterwards says you have to cut it shesi ve'eriv. And therefore the Taz says, no, you should do shesi ve'eriv.
He's talking about roasting an entire
wait a minute, we'll get to it. V'chein imnatol misham hamora. If you disconnect the gallbladder, v'chatichas basar min ha-kaved, in the place where the kaved is attached, de'efshur l'dam laws of misham, therefore you have an opening where the blood can flow out, it's also okay. U'makavakim v'mloy asakein, let's say you already roasted it without cutting it, you have to remove the simpainai. Simpainai are, I guess, the major blood vessels that are there. You have to cut it open and drain the blood. And then you're allowed to cook it. And this is all if the kaved is complete. This is why we remember when we seen tzli, no one cut shesi ve'eriv because it was cut into pieces before the tzli. And that is adequate. When you want to cook it after the tzliya, rinse it off, from the blood, which would be on the surface. But the evidence, if you don't rinse it off and you cook it without rinsing, it's okay, because we have a rule, Nura Mishav Shoev. The Gra says in Ches, Nura Mishav Shoev. Mashiach Tzliach Rabasar, Eini Elach Hamar Basar. So therefore, we're Mesunder in the proper way to do it. Nura, the fire, Mishav Shoev, it draws. It'll draw out the blood.
Could you boil it in the pan without liquids? I put it in the pan, I put it in the
oven. That's not broiling. Broiling in a pan is not broiling. We're going to see now the Sechuva who discusses. That's not sleep. We're not talking about pot roast. It has to be able to run, to run down. What?
On a grill.
The blood has to be able to flow out. It says if you put it. They cut it up. Yeah, it's cut up.
They actually cut it up.
No, they cut it to pieces, typically, yes. No, you don't cut it through and through. It's true. You cut it into the meat, how deep. It's funny, Taka doesn't say how deep it is. Okay, it's a good question. I don't know. But no, it doesn't say anything about pressing it. Let's see Pischei Tshuva Aleph, who discusses some of the issues. First issue, I'm a Tshuva's Har HaKarmel. Chelek Yeradeh Simen Yudala Be'emtza Tshuva. Do anybody know who the Har HaKarmel was? I'm asking because we'll see now the Shail of the Har HaKarmel, the Sephardic Paiskim passing on to Har HaKarmel, the Benishchayim, Kafachayim, and the Ashkenazic Paiskim that he brings disagree. So maybe the Har HaKarmel himself was one of the Sephardic Goyim. At any rate, he says the following. I'm Tshuva's Har HaKarmel Chelek Yeradeh Simen Yudala Be'emtza Tshuva, Shekasa. Naigin Heter. Litzvois kaved b'soich hatanor ha'oife, to roast the kaved by putting it into a hot oven while something is baking, b'shosh shabayer, when the fire is burning, rachayk min ha'esh, you're putting it at a distance from the fire, ve'chayshish loy mishum shenizvashel ha'kaved b'damazov tachtov, we're not worried that the blood will pool under it and it'll serve to cook the kaved. V'lai lahashem makim zebetana. We're not worried that the tanner itself will become treif. Hakoil, why we makel? Mitam lefi shoheish shayavai. We have an idea that fire is mishav shoev. Water, blood is drawn by fire. Ve'ne menichel lav liya, and it doesn't allow it to absorb. Umechaleyu, and it destroys it. Umiyavshay, and dries it. Adkan devarav. So therefore, Har HaKarmel writes, you don't have to stand with over the fire, holding it in the air or putting it on a spit, you could put it onto the floor of a tanner. Liazdaiti says the Pischei Tshuva hetes ekolosh miayid. The Pischei Tshuva is not happy with this, and we'll see two reasons. Let's see. Umechaleu miyavshoy lo shayech lo b'dava muit gugay tipa. To say that the fire destroys it before it's b'leia, you could say by a drip of blood. K'mash kosel kamos in beis vav. Here we see that it's not so. It does not instantly dried or burnt. The blood is pools. Shuvrisi b'tzlach p'sachem esh perakes etzaylan shakasu shakama pamin bali yadei ashay lahanal va'asar. The tzlach said it's also because the gam ken atam ki ein mokim l'dam lazayv, because there's no place for the blood to run. V'damai kipoltai achakach nivla b'saychay.
You have two issues, you mean?
There are two distinct issues. There's one issue, the question whether we say Dami Shushav, that it's actually going to do an adequate job of Tzli, since it's at a distance from the fire. And we have a second issue, the blood pooling underneath. The tremendous difference between the two issues, so I'll be an afkamina, if it's on a surface that's at an angle where the blood will run down, then will it be us? And now the tzlach here seems to be concerned with the blood pooling under it, and that answering, because of it, shenume bedina iskalosham shengam bedover shehu chambar tivay lahitzi dam. Something that's heated in a fire, it's not that the blood dries up, it pulls out the dam. If somebody cleaned out all the coals from the fire and he hung, it's still hot, and he hung the liver in the fire, What? The oven, I meant the air of the oven. Hakaved a basal litzlice. Blavin sheni negei lamata becherses shaltana. Shapa mikli tzliv ishari. So he brings that if it's sitting on the ground, I'm worried that the blood is going to pool and it'll lacer. However, the other problem that it's not connected to fire, he brings a mekilim that even if there's no fire, as long as it's very hot, it's mutter. V'shav tikpei gam al zeh. And then he has a second issue to be mafakfik on that as well. This ayin betaz is a second issue. 1 second. So you have here, the Har HaKarmel held the two coolest. He held that if you put it on the Charsis HaTanor, you can assume the blood is destroyed or runs off before it absorbs into the Kaveh. And you don't have to put it right by the fire. You don't need Eish Mishushav to be at the fire. It's enough to heat. And on both of these things, the Pesachei Tshuva says that it's not so. One in a stronger lashon and one in a less strong lashon.
But the floor of the oven, the
floor of the oven.
Based on okay. If you hold it, it's not drawing the blood out.
You mean it should ask the floor of the oven as well, in Achinami. What's interesting is that the Kafachayim in Simin Ayin Gimel, I believe it is. The Kafachayim Paskins Lakula, like the Hara Karmel, even Lachatchila, Kafachayim Simin Ayin Vav, and he quotes the Ben Ishchai as being Mekel as well. To be Mekel that the Kaveh could be Kasha this way. Now, I don't know if he'd be Mekel if we see with our eyes that there's a pool of blood under it, but he's Mekel. He also mentions that if you put it on top of hot coals, then there's Mokim L'dam Lozov, because it's not one piece of coal, it's like the floor of a Kedair, and certainly it has place for it to fall, so that it's like the Kuvim, right? And therefore, the Har HaKarmel, the Beit Ishchai, the Kaf Chaim are Mekel. The Pesachei Tshuva himself says Kolosh Miyad, but he brings also that he found this in the Tzlach, and the Tzlach is Machmer. Well, we only do it over a fire. We only do it in the air over a fire. If it's how close is near the fire, how close is not, I can't. It's tough for me to say. But they bring a raya. I saw one of the Svarim here that they bring a raya that doesn't have to be mamish over a fire, because they quote one of the shittas in the Rishayim that you should do tzli for an hour. And the lashon is, if you tzli over the fire for an hour, it's going to burn to a crisp. So obviously it didn't mean directly over the fire. But at any rate, that's the... Now the last piece, the last line of the Taz is a second issue. I am betaz la'el, so misamachay, shekos of the mutla l'tzleis kaved ala niyar. You could wrap the kaved in some sort of paper during tzli. They've irayim in the mutla l'tzleis hamayach b'krumay ala esh. Because the bayah can be roasted in its krum, in its protective layer, that's mutter. If anybody wants to eat mayach, a brain, so you can, it has actually a double layer. The head has a double layer. But he writes that the Bina Sodom disagrees with pig pasak lesser after the Yavin. So I don't think there's so much of a shayla. We don't wrap it in paper. So we learned, I think, a very clear simin, two of the issues. There are a couple of issues that are regarding the Kaveh that are 20th century issues. And as far as I know, there are two major issues that I've seen discussed. One is whether putting it into a broiler where the fire is above the Kaveh. Where the fire is above the Kaveh, whether that is permissible. Or whether that's not okay. Why? Because Nura Mishiv Shah, the fire has to draw it. Does it draw it against gravity? It draws it up, or does it only draw it down? So this is the issue. Now, obviously, if you hold, like the minhag of the Sfaradim, that you don't need a fire at all, as long as it's hot, so certainly it could be mekel. If you hold without a minhag, that's the issue. So there was an early tshuva by Rav Henkin on the topic, who paskin that it's okay, it doesn't matter if the fire is above or below. I think Rav Moshe Digris Moshe briefly refers you to Rav Henkin's psak, that it's mutter. And I think that that's the minig of the Paiskim, at least. I don't say it's the minig to do it that way, l'chatchila. But the minig is to hold that it doesn't matter if the fire is on top or on bottom. No, microwave is certainly not okay. It's not mishushoev. The heat is from within. It's hotter in the center than it is on the outside. So I don't think anybody would allow microwaving it. But Rav Henkin writes, there's no nafkamina heat of electricity or heat of fire. The truth is, electricity itself in the broiler creates heat by heating up a piece of metal. So that's fire. Even the Shabbos has it in a fire. Now, what about a convection oven? It has a fire? It doesn't have a fire. So I also don't know. If it has a fire, then it's okay. There's a second issue which we're going to discuss next week, and that is slowly, it doesn't come up anymore. The minig in the Shechita houses all the years, even when we went a dozen years ago or so to Empire, was that liver typically was shipped as follows. They would finish the chicken and get the chicken and kasha the chicken. They would put the whole chicken into the case, and in each chicken they would stick a liver in a little plastic bag. So that's how it came from the Shechita house. That way, it didn't necessarily come from that chicken, but that way, the butcher knew he got his fair amount of livers, because each chicken came with a liver inside. So this is a wonderful thing, because it created beautiful shilas. People who had put a chicken into their chicken soup, and they took it out, they say, hey, what's this? And they have a plastic bag in there. And the question of what to do with it. So that Amitz Hashem we'll discuss next week. I do want just to look quickly at Zivbeis, which is a sip with no shach and taz.
Didn't the chicken feel bad?
The chicken felt
terrible. Didn't have his own liver in it?
Yes, there's no tzar balei chayim on dead chicken. So let me read shach beis to you. It's something you should know, although it's not lemaisa. Not all of you have the full shach beis. You have to trust me that I'm reading it properly. Now, chalita, or chaluta perhaps, is something that's mentioned in Shas and is not halacha l'maisa. What it is cooking something at a very hot fire, a rapid heating of something, which, imchalte b'chaymetzai b'raischin, the naka v'haitzi mizrikei hadam shebesaychai, and the sepaitais were removed, min hadin mutal avashlai, it's mutter. It's Gemara. Gemara says, either do chalita or cut a chesi veir. That's the lashon of the Gemara. So chalita is really mutter. Elisha ga'inim asur lasis came with the evan mutter. The ga'inim asurid, we're not pekiyim exactly in how hot it has to be for chalita. And therefore, the ga'inim asur lasis came. The Mechaber says, ubidiyevet mutter, that bidiyevet with somebody asur is mutter. The Gemara explains, the ga'inim the original Takaras HaGa'inim was only a Lechatchila. The Shach brings from the Teres Chatos that it's also Afilu B'di'eved, V'teimash Lehigia Kanklum, why he doesn't say anything here. How could it be hotter than 212? How could it be hotter than 212? In theory it's possible. You can if you do it under pressure, it would be hotter than 212. Is that what Chazal meant by chalita? I don't know. There's also a difference. If you boil water, it's never going to get to more than 212. Depends on your air pressure, wherever you are. If you go into a valley, it'll get hotter than 212. But there's a very big difference. If you have a pot with a tremendous volume of hot water, and you put in the chicken, now you can't put in the chicken in the beginning. If you put in the chicken at the outset, then it gets cooked without chalita. You have to do it instantly, it should get cooked very quickly. The amount of water is going to affect the heat of the contents of the pot after the chicken's put in, because the chicken itself is cold. When you put it in, it's going to cool the water. The water's not going to be 212 after you put it in. If you have a lot of water that's bubbling, when you put in the chicken, it's going to have less of an effect. But just like if you have a coffee, you put in an ice cube. It depends how much coffee you have. Is the ice cube going to cool it? A cup of coffee, it'll cool. A pot of soup, you put in one ice cube, it's still going to be hot. So really, the amount of heat that remains after the chicken is put in would vary depending on the volume of hot water that's in the pot. So maybe that has to do with the Ein Anu Bekiyim. At any rate, we don't do chalita. Yes. Chalita shocks the blood in its place and it doesn't move. That appears to be, that's Boston of Yishayim. It's the Siyavish Mubakayim. What? I can't decide on how the microwave accomplishes it. It slowly speeds up the molecules, doesn't suddenly speed it up. So it's a slow process. Yes. What? Does chalita after malicha? No, the Rambam says that after every malicha, the Rambam says that after every malicha, you should quickly throw it, he says, into hot water. The Rambam says after you should throw it quickly into hot water to stop the process from moving. Yeah, okay. But then, no, the Rambam doesn't say that to the Eved. He says that as Lachatzila. And, okay.
Here we're talking about without malicha, yeah?
Yeah, we're talking about that, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about straight tzli. We're going to learn later that when you do tzli, you do have to put some salt on it.
Okay.
I don't know. How long, I don't know.